Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at Staten Island FHA loans. We found a great article to kind of guide our conversation today.
Okay.
It's from Jet Direct Mortgage, and it's called Staten Island FHA Loans from A to Z 2025. And it was published just last week on December 31st, 2024. So it's got some really up-to-date information.
Yeah.
And I think this is interesting because, you know, when you hear FHA loans, you think, oh, yeah, that sounds boring. But actually, it's really not.
Right.
Because it's all about making owning a home in Staten Island easier.
Exactly.
So we'll be talking about how these loans can really help make home ownership in Staten Island more accessible.
Uh-huh.
Even if you have a lower down payment or credit score.
That's right.
We'll be looking at loan limits. And we'll also be talking about this great program the FHA has for renovations.
Okay.
The 203K.
Yeah.
So I think we should just dive in.
Sounds good.
So for those who maybe aren't familiar with Staten Island FHA loans,
yeah,
can you just kind of give us a quick overview?
Sure. So FHA loans are mortgages that are insured by the Federal Housing Administration. So essentially it means the government is backing your loan, which makes lenders feel more secure.
Okay.
And because of that, they're able to offer more flexible terms than you'd see with a conventional loan.
So it's like a safety net for lenders.
Yes.
And then that kind of trickles down into benefits for borrowers.
Exactly.
So what kind of advantages are we talking about here?
Well, a big one is the down payment.
Okay.
With a conventional loan, you're often looking at a 20% down payment. But with an FHA loan, you can get away with as little as 3.5%.
Wow.
So think about it on like a $500,000 home. That's a difference of $85,000.
Oh, my goodness.
That's huge for a lot of people, especially first-time home buyers.
85 grand. Yeah, that's like a whole other, you know, down payment.
But not another clip.
So lower down payments. That's great.
Well, another big one is credit scores. So FHA loans are designed to be more accessible for people who might not have perfect credit. So with a conventional loan, you might need a credit score of 620 or higher.
Okay.
But with an FHA loan, you can qualify with a score as low as 500.
So even if you've had a few hiccups along the way,
exactly,
you're not automatically disqualified from owning a home.
Right.
That's really great.
It is.
But I'm guessing there's some sort of trade-off here, right?
Of course.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There is a trade-off, and that's mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So with FHA loans, you are required to pay mortgage insurance. You pay an upfront premium, which is 1.75% of the loan amount. And then you also pay an annual premium that gets added to your monthly payments.
Okay. So mortgage insurance is kind of the cost of doing business with an FHA loan.
Right.
But it's what allows for those lower down payments.
Exactly.
And the more lenient credit score requirements.
Uh-huh.
So it's about weighing the costs and the benefits. Now let's talk loan limits. How much can someone actually borrow with an FHA loan in Staten Island?
Right. So the limits are set by HUD, and they're based on the median home prices in the area. And for Staten Island in 2025, those limits for a single family home range from $524,225 to $1,209,750.
Okay. So there's some wiggle room there.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of flexibility depending on your budget.
Okay, great. So we've kind of covered what these loans are,
mm-hmm,
some of the advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what someone actually needs to qualify
right
for a Staten Island FHA loan.
So we already talked about credit scores. And even though the minimum is 500, lenders are still going to be looking at your credit worthiness. They want to see things like a history of on-time payments, manageable debt load, no recent foreclosures or bankruptcies. So it's really about demonstrating that you're a responsible borrower.
So even though there's a lower threshold,
yeah,
they're not just giving these loans out to anybody.
Oh, they still want to see that. You can handle it.
You're going to pay them back. Okay. And you mentioned debt load.
Yes.
What is that exactly?
That's your debt to income ratio.
Okay.
Or DTI. And that's basically a measure of how much of your gross monthly income goes towards debt payments. And for FHA loans, you ideally want a DTI of 43% or lower.
Okay. So let's say I make $6,000 a month.
Okay.
Before taxes. That means that my total monthly debt payments, including my potential mortgage,
yeah,
should be no more than about $2,580.
Exactly.
Okay.
That gives lenders a good indication of whether you can afford it.
Okay, great. So good credit history, manageable DTI. What else is on the checklist?
Well, you also need to prove you have a steady income.
Okay.
So lenders will want to see things like pay stubs, tax returns, W-2s, that kind of thing.
Got it.
Just to show that you have reliable income.
Okay. It all comes back to being able to pay that mortgage.
Exactly.
Okay. What else?
So remember that FHA appraisal we talked about?
Uh-huh.
That is a requirement. An FHA-approved appraiser will come in and assess the property. to make sure it meets HUD's minimum property standards.
So it's not just about the borrower's finances.
Right.
But also about making sure the property is up to par.
Yeah, like safe and habitable.
What does that mean?
Basically like a solid roof.
Okay.
A functional electrical system, working plumbing, no major structural damage.
Got it.
Things like that.
So it protects both the borrower and the lender.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anything else? So we've touched on the mortgage insurance premiums, but those are a requirement.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the residency requirement.
Okay.
With an FHA loan, you're expected to move into the property within 60 days of closing and live there for at least a year.
So you can't buy it as like a rental property or got it.
And then last but not least, you need to show proof of steady employment for the past 2 years.
Okay, so job stability is really important.
Yes, lenders want to see that. You have a stable work history.
Great.
Now, of course, there can be exceptions to some of these requirements.
Yeah, but...
And individual circumstances will always be taken into account. But this should give you a pretty good overview.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So we've talked about what someone needs to qualify.
Yeah.
But I think now it's time to really understand the nuances of FHA loans by comparing them to conventional loans.
Okay.
Because I know we've touched on that a little bit.
Right.
But I think it would be helpful to really kind of dive into that.
Absolutely.
So the next part, we'll revisit that comparison.
Sounds good.
And see what other little details we can uncover.
Okay. Welcome back to our deep dive into Staten Island FHA loans.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Okay.
In the last part, we really dug into what FHA loans are and who they're for. But now I'm kind of curious about, you know, how they stack up against those traditional conventional loans.
Right.
I know we touched on this a little bit, but maybe we can revisit that comparison.
Yeah.
And see if there are any nuances we missed.
Absolutely. It's always good to compare and contrast. Mm. One key difference that's worth highlighting is the flexibility you get with a conventional loan in terms of what you can actually buy.
Yeah.
With FHA loans, they're really primarily for primary residences. But with a conventional loan, you can use it for second homes or even investment properties.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So FHA loans are really kind of targeted towards helping people achieve that dream of owning their own home, the place where they're actually going to live.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And another point that bears repeating is the difference in the underwriting process.
Yeah.
Remember, underwriting is how lenders evaluate your financial situation.
Right.
To see if you qualify for the loan.
Uh-huh.
FHA loans tend to have more lenient guidelines.
Exactly.
Which, again, is really helpful for borrowers who, you know, might not have perfect credit or a huge down payment.
Yeah, it makes it accessible for more people.
Right. Okay, so we've got flexibility of use. We've got underwriting differences. Anything else that really stands out in that comparison?
Well, we've talked about mortgage insurance quite a bit.
Right.
And that's definitely a key distinction. With FHA loans, you're paying that upfront premium, which is 1.75% of the loan amount. And then the annual premium that gets added to your monthly payments.
Right.
And remember that FHA mortgage insurance stays with you for the life of the loan.
That's a big difference from conventional loans.
Yes.
Where you might be able to get rid of private mortgage insurance or PMI once you build up enough equity in your home.
Right.
So with FHA loans, those mortgage insurance payments are something you really need to factor in to your budget for the long haul.
Exactly.
Now, I'm curious, what's the rationale behind requiring mortgage insurance for all FHA loans?
That's a great question. It all comes down to risk.
Okay.
So because FHA loans are backed by the government, lenders are more willing to take on borrowers who might be considered riskier, like those with lower credit scores or smaller down payments.
Makes sense.
So the mortgage insurance is basically a way to protect the lender in case the borrower defaults on the loan.
So it's a safety net for the lenders.
Right.
Which allows them to offer more favorable terms to borrowers.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Now let's talk about something that I think trips a lot of people up.
Yeah.
Which is the property requirements for FHA loans.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about your finances.
Right.
The home itself needs to meet certain standards.
Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of house hunting and overlook these details.
What are some of the key things that borrowers should be aware of?
Well, first and foremost, the property has to be your primary residence.
Okay.
You can't use an FHA loan to buy a vacation home or an investment property.
So that aligns with the overall goal of FHA loans,
right,
which is to promote home ownership for people who will actually live in the property.
Yes, exactly.
Putting down roots.
Yeah.
Establishing themselves in a community.
Uh-huh.
And beyond that primary residence requirement, the property also needs to meet HUD's minimum property standards.
Right.
These standards are in place to ensure that the home is safe, structurally sound, and habitable.
Exactly.
Can you give us some specific examples of what those standards might entail?
Sure. So the home needs to have a functional roof that doesn't leak.
Okay.
It needs to have a safe and up-to-code electrical system, properly working heating and cooling systems, a solid foundation. It also needs to be free from lead-based paint and other environmental hazards.
So it's really about making sure the property is in decent shape.
Yes.
And meets those basic livability standards.
Exactly. And to ensure that those standards are met, an FHA-approved appraiser will come in and assess the property.
Okay.
This appraisal is mandatory, and it's a key step in the FHA loan process.
So the appraiser is kind of like a gatekeeper.
Right.
Making sure the property is
right.
Up to par.
Exactly.
Now, while FHA loans are available for a variety of property types, single-family homes, townhomes, condos, even some multifamily dwellings, it's important to remember that not every property qualifies.
Right.
So, for example, properties located in high-risk flood zones might not be eligible.
Exactly.
Okay, so location can also be a factor.
Yes.
And what about condos? Are there any special considerations there?
Yes. With condos, the entire complex needs to be FHA approved.
Okay.
And this approval process ensures that the condo association is financially stable and that the complex itself meets FHA's minimum property standards.
So it's not just about the individual unit,
right,
but the overall health of the condo complex.
Exactly. Now let's circle back to a topic we touched on briefly earlier.
Yeah.
The FHA 203K Rehabilitation Loan Program.
Yes. I'm so glad we're revisiting this.
This is a real gem for those who are looking to buy a home that needs a little TLC, a fixer-upper with potential.
I think a lot of people dream of finding that diamond in the rough and transforming it into their dream home.
It's a fantastic option. And what's great about the 203K loan is it allows you to finance both the purchase of the home and the cost of renovations all in one mortgage.
Wow, that's huge.
So you don't have to juggle separate loans or tap into your savings to cover those repairs.
That's a huge advantage, especially if you're already stretching your budget to buy a home in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the 203K loan, it comes in two flavors.
It does.
You've got the limited 203K, which caps repairs at $35,000.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got the standard 203K, which has no dollar limit on those renovations.
Right.
So whether you're planning a minor facelift or a major overhaul, there's a 203K option out there.
Exactly.
But I imagine there were some specific requirements and hoops to jump through.
Of course.
With this type of loan.
There are some additional things to keep in mind. First off, all those renovations have to be completed within 6 months of closing.
Okay.
So you'll need to have a solid plan in place and work with a contractor who can meet that timeline.
That makes sense. You don't want those renovations dragging on indefinitely.
Right. And if you're going the standard 203K route for those more extensive renovations, you'll need to work with an FHA-approved 203K consultant.
Okay, so there's an expert on hand.
Right.
To guide you through the process.
Exactly.
And make sure everything is done to HUD's standards.
The consultant is there to help you navigate the complexities of the program and ensure that the project runs smoothly.
Got it.
Yeah.
So not just any renovation will qualify.
Right.
Okay.
Now, beyond the consultant and the 6-month completion deadline, you'll also need to hire a licensed and insured contractor to do the work.
Okay.
And you'll need to provide detailed plans and specifications for the renovation project.
So be prepared for some paperwork.
Yes.
It sounds like there's definitely more involved with a 203K loan compared to a regular FHA loan.
There is.
But I can see how the benefits would outweigh the extra effort. Especially if you're passionate about a particular property and you have a vision for transforming it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. What would you say are the most compelling reasons someone might choose an FHA loan over a conventional loan? What are the real advantages?
For me, the most compelling aspect of FHA loans is their accessibility.
Oh.
You know, they're designed to open doors for people who might not meet those stricter requirements of conventional loans.
Right.
Whether it's a lower credit score, a smaller down payment, or a more flexible underwriting process. FHA loans are all about expanding access to homeownership.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's about leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
And giving more people a shot at achieving that dream of owning a home.
And in a market where affordability is a major concern, FHA loans offer a valuable lifeline for those who are struggling to make their home ownership goals a reality.
Absolutely. They're a game changer for individuals and families. And they really do have a ripple effect on communities as a whole.
Now, as we head into the final part of our deep dive, we're going to shift our focus to the real-life impact of FHA loans.
Okay.
We'll explore some inspiring stories of how these loans have helped people achieve their dreams of owning a home right here in Staten Island.
I love it. I'm excited to hear those stories.
Yeah.
And really see how these loans play out in the real world.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've spent the last two parts really getting into the nuts and bolts of Staten Island FHA loans. But now I'm really excited to move beyond the numbers and hear about the real people whose lives have been changed by these loans. Because at the end of the day, it's those personal stories that could truly bring this topic to life.
Absolutely. It's one thing to understand the mechanics of FHA loans, but it's quite another to see how they play out in real-world situations. So let's dive into some inspiring examples of how these loans have helped people achieve their home ownership dreams right here in Staten Island.
Perfect. I'm all ears.
All right, let's start with Sarah and Michael, a young couple. They had been renting a small apartment in the city for years, always dreaming of owning a place of their own. But that dream felt out of reach.
Okay.
They were both working professionals with decent salaries, but they were also saddled with student loan debt and the ever-increasing cost of living in the city. Saving up for a traditional 20% down payment seemed impossible.
I think that's a struggle a lot of people face these days, especially young couples starting out.
Right.
Those big down payments can feel like a huge barrier to entry.
Exactly. Well, Sarah and Michael were starting to lose hope until they stumbled upon an article about FHA loans. They learned about the lower down payment requirements and realized that owning a home might actually be within their grasp. They decided to take the plunge, and they contacted an FHA-approved lender. And to their delight, they were pre-approved for a loan.
Wow.
And were able to secure a charming two-bedroom townhouse in a quiet neighborhood that they loved, all with a down payment they could actually afford.
That's fantastic.
It was a game changer for them.
It really is amazing how that one feature, layer down payment, can completely change the trajectory of someone's life.
It really can. Now let's shift gears to a different scenario.
Okay.
Meet Maria, a single mom of two, who had recently gone through a difficult divorce. The divorce had taken a toll on her finances, and unfortunately, her credit score had suffered as a result. She was working hard to rebuild her life and provide a stable home for her children, but she was worried that her credit history would prevent her from getting a mortgage.
Yeah, that's a tough situation to be in. Life throws curveballs sometimes, and it's not always easy to bounce back, especially when it comes to your credit score.
You're right. It can feel like you're constantly playing catch-up. Well, a friend of Maria's suggested she look into FHA loans, knowing that they're designed to be more accessible to those who might not have perfect credit. So Maria did some research and was encouraged by what she found. She contacted a lender who specialized in FHA loans, and after explaining her situation, she was able to secure financing for a beautiful three-bedroom home with a backyard.
Oh, wow.
A space where her kids could finally run around and just be kids.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was a huge weight off her shoulders.
That is such a heartwarming story. It shows how FHA loans can be a lifeline for those who face setbacks.
Yeah.
And are trying to get back on their feet.
It's all about second chances and recognizing that someone's credit score doesn't always tell the whole story.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've heard about a young couple achieving their dream, a single mom finding stability. What other types of situations benefit from FHA loans?
Let's talk about David and Emily.
Okay.
They were a couple with a passion for older homes. You know, those with character and history.
Mm-hmm.
They stumbled upon a stunning Victorian fixer-upper in a historic district of Staten Island.
Wow.
It was a diamond in the rough. It needed a lot of work, but they could see its potential.
I love that. There's something so romantic about taking an old home and restoring it to its former glory. But I imagine renovating a historic home can be a financial nightmare.
You're not wrong. Renovations, especially on older homes, can quickly spiral out of control. But David and Emily had heard about the FHA 203K Rehabilitation Loan Program, which we discussed earlier. This program allows borrowers to finance both the purchase of the home and the cost of those renovations all in one loan. So they met with an FHA-approved lender and qualified for a 203K loan, which gave them the funds to buy the Victorians and tackle those much-needed renovations. They updated the plumbing and electrical systems, modernized the kitchen and bathrooms, and even restored those gorgeous original hardwood floors.
That's amazing.
It was a labor of love, and the result was a unique and stunning home that truly reflected their vision.
It sounds like the 203K program is tailor-made for those who aren't afraid of a little DIY and want to create a space that's truly their own.
Exactly. It's about taking a house with good bones and transforming it into something special. And these are just a few examples of the many ways that FHA loans are making a difference. Right here in Staten Island, these loans are helping people from all walks of life achieve their home ownership goals, whether it's their first home, a fresh start, or a passion project.
It's been truly inspiring to hear these stories and see how FHA loans are opening doors for so many people.
I completely agree. It's a testament to the power of these loans to make a tangible impact on people's lives and to strengthen communities.
Well said. It's been an incredibly informative deep dive into Staten Island FHA loans. We've explored the ins and outs, the advantages and trade-offs, and we've heard about the real people who've benefited from these loans. I hope our listeners feel empowered to do their own research and see if an FHA loan might be the right path for them.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to making such a significant financial decision. I encourage everyone to reach out to reputable lenders, ask questions, and explore all of their options.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into Staten Island FHA loans. We hope you found this journey as enlightening as we have. Until next time, happy house hunting.